This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the Cancer Prevention and Nutrition channels. Make sure you connect with us on Facebook to receive the latest programming for your convenience simply at eHealth Radio. Today, we are speaking with Larissa Belote, owner of Step by Step Wellness. She's also a certified holistic nutritionist. She is dedicated in helping her clients find balance in all areas of their lives by making lifestyle changes that produce real and lasting results. Her education and extensive knowledge in holistic nutrition has allowed her to coach many clients to achieve optimal health by using proper nutrition and positive healing techniques to balance the mind, body, and spirit. Larissa, certainly a privilege to have you with us today on eHealth Radio.
Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure.
The pleasure is certainly ours as well. So I understand you have a new book out called Surviving Pancreatic Cancer. Get into that and tell us about that, if you would.
Sure. Well, my book is a true story about a 54-year-old woman who was diagnosed with stage 4 metastatic pancreatic cancer, was given 3 months to live, but instead survived, was in total remission in 6 months, and lived a good quality of life for 17 years after. This woman happens to be my mother. Many of us know that pancreatic cancer was still and is a deadly disease. To this day, there is still no real cure for this terminal illness that has taken many numerous lives very quickly without sparing any pain. Stage 4 metastatic cancer is the last on the list of stage cancers. It has not only attacked and taken over the pancreas, but spread to the adjoining organs. From this point, there was no return, or so mom was told. And based on the statistics, doctors gave mom 3 months to live with chemotherapy or radiation treatment option that would prolong mom's life by only 1 month with a very painful and dreadful side effects. Well, mom decided to decline the traditional treatments that were offered and put trust in her children to do research and find holistic and innovative treatments that had saved her life. In the book, Surviving Pancreatic Cancer, I explain in very simple terms what exactly is cancer, how and why does a normal cell become a cancer cell, how cancer spreads to other organs, the 4 stages of cancer, and the difference between them. I also take the reader through the explanation of treatments that were recommended by doctors and treatments and alternative therapies that were actually researched by me and my siblings. I further explain how each treatment works and why we chose alternative and innovative treatments versus traditional ones. One other important aspect that I talk about in the book is about revamping the diet, which is very important for a cancer patient. It is very important to change one's diet, and in this case, my mom's diet, from a SAD diet, which stands for a standard American diet, which includes all kinds of processed foods, including sugary drinks like soda and packaged juices, to a diet where she had to cut out all the sugar and raise her pH level. Most of the foods she was consuming at the time were animal products and dairy products that were highly acid-forming, which is not good for cancer patients because cancer thrives in an acidic environment but can't survive in an alkaline environment. I go through this topic in great detail in my book. At the end of the book, I include a section called Your Guide to Life, where I discuss how to make necessary lifestyle changes in order for your body to heal and be cancer-free. I also include a detailed list of foods to avoid, foods to include during sickness and recovery, as well as a list of supplements that mom took and resources she used.
tell us, Larissa, why did you write the book, and was there something in particular that influenced you or inspired you? I know that you had mentioned that the story is about your mother, and I'm assuming that was the basis of the inspiration, but I don't want to steal your thunder. Just tell us about the reasoning of the book, what prompted you to write it.
Sure, absolutely. Well, I wrote this book in hope to inspire people with terminal illness like pancreatic cancer and all the other cancers that exist today, and to have hope and not to give up a fight that they could win. I was obviously inspired by my mom's survival of pancreatic cancer. And because of that, I dived into research, and the information that I have learned was invaluable. It was the key to live a healthy life. Witnessing my mom's transformation from the time of illness to recovery cannot be described in words. It was unbelievable. Watching a person recover from such a deadly disease is unthinkable, but it did happen. And I wanted to share my knowledge with the world and make sure people know and understand that they have choices in treatment, that they have a voice, they can be proactive, and they can have a say and make their own decisions.
Do you incorporate any of the therapies or treatments in your practice as a holistic nutritionist today that you describe in your book?
I sure do. I believe that it is important to make lifestyle changes. Sometimes they are not easy to make, and sometimes it feels like a sacrifice, but the change is definitely worth it. With that being said, I believe that each person is an individual and each person is different. So when a client comes to my office, we go through a very extensive health history and I review their blood tests that they have done with their medical practitioner. After that, we specifically address personal health and nutritional issues. I do have several programs tailored for individuals with different needs, but each program includes as an overview of a clean diet, which is an acid/alkaline pH diet, which I talk about in my book extensively. I also incorporate juicing and detox as well, which is very important in order to heal the body. And that is also a part of the treatment that I discuss in my book. I feel that it is very important to get these modalities into your life in order to heal your body properly.
Today we are with Larissa Belote, owner of Step by Step Wellness, and is a certified holistic nutritionist and also author of the new book, Surviving Pancreatic Cancer, here on eHealth Radio's Cancer Prevention and Nutrition Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Larissa, what type of message do you want the listeners to walk away with today?
Well, I want, you know, all your listeners to know that anytime anyone is struck with an illness and doesn't know what to do about it, even though they went to many doctors and got many opinions on different treatment options, not to rush to make a decision. I know that when patients are told about their sickness, they often are told that they don't have time to wait. But think about how long it took you to get, you know, to that point where you are today. It takes a long time for cancer to grow. Sometimes it takes about 10 to 20 years before you have any symptoms. So with that, take just a little time and empower yourself with knowledge about effective alternative and holistic treatments that are available, and make an educated decision rather than surrender to the traditional treatments of chemotherapy, radiation, and even surgery that offer little hope. Innovative and alternative treatments may prolong your life, not only to exist, but to live a good quality of life with your loved ones. I hope that I was able to inspire many people with my mom's survival of pancreatic cancer story and living cancer-free for 17 years after. I hope to have given them the confidence and motivation to get better, even if they are at the very advanced stages of cancer. I would like to read a small section from a chapter in my book called In Retrospect, where I share certain experiences and answer questions people ask regarding my mom's sickness, treatment, and recovery. After her recovery, a question often came up in a conversation with my mom, which was, quote, how does it feel to be given a chance to heal your body and have the opportunity to live and go on living a healthy and a happy life? End of quote. And here is what my mom had to say. Quote, I feel that I was given another chance to live. This was a gift. I am going to take this gift and use it well. I will continue to eat how my children have taught me. I will be healthy and spend many happy years with my family. My body has healed from an abusive disease. My mind is at peace. End of quote. I hope all of you will find peace in your life and never, ever give up hope.
Certainly inspiring story without a question. Thank you so much for sharing that. I'm sure that hits home not only in your family, but has certainly touched someone today. Thanks for taking the time to share this with us as well. Such rich information. Where can folks find your book? Where is it being sold? And how can one make the purchase?
Sure. So my book is available on Amazon.com. And in the near future, in about a couple of weeks, it's I'm converting the book to an ebook, and it will be also available on Kindle.
And where can folks also be in touch and get more information about your practice online?
They can definitely go on my website at www.stepbystep-wellness.com. And if they have any questions at all, they can contact me via email at larissa@stepbystep-wellness.com as well. And if I can give my telephone number as well over there of 732-490-5770, I can be reached there as well.
Well, very good. We certainly do appreciate that, Larissa. Thanks so much for taking the time to be with us here today on eHealth Radio. Look forward to another opportunity to speak with you in the future.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me on the show. It was greatly appreciated and a privilege.
And the privilege was certainly ours, Larissa. We've been speaking with Larissa Belote, owner of Step by Step Wellness, and is a certified holistic nutritionist. She's also the author of the new book, Surviving Pancreatic Cancer. And once again, the website of reference is stepbystep-wellness.com. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the Cancer Prevention and Nutrition Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time. Enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.